This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
.au.
Hello and welcome back to Sunday Arts Magazine. Yes, you're here with me, David Hunt, on Joy 94.9. My next guest is a photographer, but which is a real art form these days. I love the form of photography. And if anyone follows me on social media, you know that I take a lot of photos around Melbourne because I'm obsessed with this city. He is connected with a series that virtual programming that the NGV is doing. Now, we have already spoken about this quite a few weeks back now, probably a month or more, and it's called Live Studio Visit Series. And I've got Nikos on the line. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. I'm here, yes. And welcome to Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thank you very much.
Now, give us your story, because we always like to start off with your backstory. So tell us, who are you?
Nikos Pantazopoulos. I'm a Melbourne boy. I grew up in Brunswick. I studied arts pretty early on, as soon as I finished high school. I did a TAFE course, and then I went to Paran TAFE and did film and video there. And then went to VCA and did photography. And
about photography? Tell me, what is it that you like about photography? Because so many people are aware of it now. And as I mentioned about social media, you know, like you take your photos and they're there. There's a whole new world opening up again, isn't there, with photography?
Yes, that's true. Photography is always changing because it's technology, so we're always trying to keep up with it. Yep. So we start off analog and then go to digital, and then digital's forever expanding. So I'm kind of curious and interested in the way that it kind of pushes us to kind of try to keep up with it.
Yeah, and so therefore you studied photography. What did you want to do when you left your studies behind?
I had no idea what I wanted to do when I left my studies behind. I just left it to chance. I was not very much of a planner, but sort of like the academic side took over. And as I was saying, I went from one university course to another, and I always used photography as the kind of the backbone to the thinking process. But I was always interested in pushing the boundaries of what that might mean. So I was trying to always push photography into a sculptural space or into a spatial practice. And I think now in this kind of my new concern is, which is also very much a spatial practice, is that this COVID situation has made us all sort of like become a bit more introverted, I guess, because we're in our own homes, and rethink how I can reform the materiality of that practice. So it's a lot less obviously sculptural, using those types of materials like the frame of a picture, and maybe using the computer a bit more to think more with more ability to think in 3D modeling kind of sense.
Right. Now, your part, as I said at the beginning of the interview, a part of the NGV's Live Studio Visit series, what you're going to be talking about, and it's Wednesday the 9th of September, and it's on Instagram, talking about social media. You actually stream it on Instagram. Well, tell us, what is it that we're going to find out on that day about?
I'm going to probably just talk a little bit about pretty much where my practice has been and where it's going now. Might focus on a new project that I'm doing at the moment, which is a commission for the University of New South Wales Galleries, directed by Jose de Silva.
And what's that about? Because it's pretty interesting for our audience.
It's two paintings that I bought off from Oxford Street from an antique dealer in 2012. And this antique dealer was actually the owner of the Midnight Shift that had just closed down.
Right.
And he was selling off a whole lot of belongings because he probably had no use for them anymore. And I asked about these paintings and who made them, and happened to be this artist called Raymond Che, who'd given up being an artist in the 90s. Put all these things into storage, and the storage locker was sold off. And he gave up this practice as an artist, and I just went into this trail of finding him, and I found him, and I asked him a lot of questions about these paintings. So now I'm trying to create this narrative around this work and move it into this kind of new space that I'm trying to explore photographic.
Right, and it's very much exploring the LGBTIQ community, right?
Very much.
Yep. Yes. And describe to people what the paintings are. Tom of Finland, is that...
Well, they're not Tom of Finland. They're probably, as Raymond would say, they're not as hard-hitting as a Tom of Finland kind of painting. They're a bit softer in terms of, they're not as aspirational to the hyper-masculinity, but they definitely play with those ideologies. And they're situated within this kind of very, so there's these Tom of Finland-ish characters, like a sailor, yep, and a boy at a disco, and a man in a cafe. And they're all very hyper-masculine, and they're in these Sydney settings. And these Sydney settings are these settings that don't exist anymore. They're vanished onto the streets, kind of gentrifying. So it's about, it's for him, it's about not only the men, but the spaces that he was occupying very often as he was a gay artist in the 90s.
Yeah. And I think it's just fascinating that you pick these paintings up and here you are, you know, like delving. Did you enjoy that whole experience of you know, like finding the artist, you know, getting this information? It must have been intriguing. There should have been a doco on you, and you should have filmed yourself.
No, I think it's way more interesting to know about Raymond. Actually, I think it's the way that he's still very open to talk about what he did as an artist and had his career, and he had a very great career as an artist in the 90s, and the way he decided to move on, and he was very honourable about it and still talks about his practice as an artist. I think that it's really a difficult thing to kind of make these kind of changes and then to be so still be able to back on these changes. And therefore, I want to kind of honour that space of this kind of practice that he's had.
Yeah. And it is nice to look back, isn't it? You know, like we're all gung-ho on moving forward a lot of the time, but there's so much wonderful history. And here in Australia, we tend to look very much to America for the, you know, like on the LGBTIQ format and a little bit to Europe. But we're not delving deep enough with our own history.
Correct. And I think that's why I'm so interested, because I really think there's a narrative there that needs to be told, and it's about this person that really dedicated a lot of time to try to create some images about the city that he lived in that really was a forerunner in gay liberation. So,
And have you ever lived in Sydney, or were you just...
No, but I spent most of my coming out time there. I was in year 12 and I did my... went to Mardi Gras for the first time and fell in love and had my heart broken. And so, you know, the desire was always to kind of go to Sydney and live these fantastic experiences about being gay.
Now, your 9-to-5, if I can call it a 9-to-5 job, is you teach photography at RMIT. You're a lecturer there. So... How do you separate yourself from, you know, like that beautiful art form of photography and teaching people interested in, and as you said, the world is changing in photography so much. How do you, you know, like move away and this beautiful story that you're going to be telling on a live studio visit series, how do you, separate it?
I think it's important not to separate it. I think it's really important to use your own experiences and share them with the students in a generous way, in a generative way, in order for them to find their own kind of ideas and ideology.
Okay.
And
so you actually talk about this to your students?
More so through your methodology. So I might say, okay, I'm doing this project and this is the series of ways that I may work through it. So it's more than just showing them the work. It's more about how does the work reveal itself by making things.
Yep.
So it depends on what I'm making and how I have to move forward. What are the questions I'm asking about these images, and what kind of tools, what program will I use? Photoshop, or will I try a new program with Blender, or like use my digital camera, or I scan? Will I do a bit of writing? Usually a lot of writing is involved around moving my work forward, so bring some clarity to what I'm doing.
Yep.
So it's about those tools, really.
Okay, brilliant. And how did the NGV get onto you?
through Simon Maidman, I think. He got in contact with me. He knows a bit about my practice, and I've done a performance there as well in 2014 or 2015, in which I it was part of the David McDermott retrospective.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Dead artist.
Yes.
So I wrote something for that retrospective, which is about finding your education in about being gay in public spaces, which is where you had to go in my time. It wasn't really something that was taught in school. You'd have to go to a gay bathhouse maybe, or to a beat, or to a gay club. And in these places is where you would meet other people who shared similar desires of being not heteronormative. And that education is the way that you kind of learnt about who you were. And so I wrote about that in regards to some painting, in regards to some posters that I saw when I went to a gay sauna in my coming out days in Sydney called Kens of Kensington. And I found those posters incredibly educational.
Okay, fantastic. So it's happening on Wednesday, the 9th of September. So put it in your diary, people. And it's through Instagram Live, which is a really interesting format that the NGV are using for this series, and it's working beautifully. Nikos, have you actually watched some of the others?
I have, yes.
And enjoying them?
Very much so. They're really fantastic. They're very enjoyable. They're a great thing to have at the moment.
Absolutely. So it's a live studio visit series. As I said, it's just go to the NGV's website. All the information will be there. And there's also a little tag that you can just tap on it. And on the Wednesday, the 9th of September, you'll go live. And you'll see the man in person. You'll see him in person. Okay, thanks so much for chatting with us today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Okay, see you later.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.